Parshas Vayikra, there's actually very little Sfas Emes. The pages normally is about 20, 30 pages on each Parsha. That's because most of the time Vayikra fell on Shabbos HaGadol or ready Pesach time, so he's got 70 pages, 100 pages on Pesach. There's a fascinating medrash in the beginning. I spoke about this on Sunday. Vayikra Hashem Moshe Vayidaber Elav Me'ol Amoreid L'Emor. And it demonstrates the Derech Eretz of Moshe Rabbeinu not walking in uninvited, unannounced, even though he's the person that's supposed to be in the Mishkan. And the Chazal say, Kol Talmud Chacham She'in Bodas, Nevela Gedol Lehimenu. So there are two small pieces in the Sfas Emes that tackle different angles of that Medrash. One is, why does the Medrash say, Kol Talmud Chacham She'in Bodas? Now keep in mind that in Hasidus, they read Gemara the same way we read Tanakh. What I mean is as follows. When we read Tanakh, we're very careful about why did the Torah use this word and not that word, this phrase and not that phrase. Even in Tanakh, why does the Navi employ this phrase rather than that phrase? We feel that Chazal were more free-willing, was more conversationalists, right? They were having conversations. We never go back, let's say, why did Rav Ashi, when he explained himself to Rav, use that word? Maybe we'll look at phrases, at lines, at metaphors, at kafti mayoms. We would never say, like, why, what, like, why, we're going to start in Mithashem Brachos, me'emas ayikara neshma ba'arvis. So we'll drill down to the logic. We're not going to get into the question, why did Chazal begin Maseches Brachos with the word Me'emasai rather than Masai or Emas or something? Conversation, it was an oral tradition, it was built for memory so people could have mnemonic devices. But in Chassidus, they took Chazal's language as carefully as we take Tanakh's language. Chassidus, Alon Chassidus, why does the Medrash describe Moshe as someone that has Das as opposed to Chachma, Tvuna? So we know in Parshas Kitisa, Vayakel, Pekudei, it's a lot of conversation about the three different forms of knowledge in epistemology. We learned a little bit of Tanya earlier in the year, and we talked about the three-part division between Chachma, Bina, and Das. So because of that pasuk, Chachma, Bina, Chachma, Tfunu, V'Das, which is what Chabad is based upon in the beginning of Kitisa, Das is always seen as the highest level of knowledge. I don't want to use the word knowledge because every word in English already creates a category, but of acquired information, acquired wisdom. And at least in Tanya, it was the internalization of knowledge, like Adam Yada Schava, just like Yada is used to convey sexual interaction, which is a deep form of integration. Similarly, Das is used to describe integrating. But for the Sfas Emes, actually he's quoting his grandfather, the Chiddush Arim, he's actually explaining himself something based on his grandfather. He was orphaned at an early age. He was raised by his grandfather, Chiddush Arim. So he feels, it's based on something Chiddush Arim said, that Das is not just the internalization of knowledge, but Hasidic knowledge. What's Hasidic knowledge? That every single action that a person takes, whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's any other, even non-legislated, non-halachic action, it's really being driven by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to sublimate yourself and suppress yourself to the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'll read the language of the Sfas Emes, but that's what Moshe had, and only once he had that could he enter the Mishkan. So, he says, V'habina ba'adam nikra das, she'odea V'davuk b'zos ha'chachma v'hi yediyah p'nimis. You take the chachma, which is the second level, and you internalize it like the Tanya. V'hi yediyah p'nimis, and you have an internal awareness she'b'chol ma'isro machshava, every action, not just mitzvahs, gadol v'katan davuk b'p'nimis chiyos HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'vach ha'po'el. You're using that action to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiyos, to the life force. Remember in Chassidus, we don't just talk about her in Kabbalah, how Hashem created the world, but how HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to sustain the world. Because without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and constant sustaining, the world will collapse. What do we call that constant presence and sustaining? The Chiyas Hashem. And the Chiyas Hashem can be found in every action, whether it's a mitzvah or isn't a mitzvah. And this is the Hasidic concept of Dvekus. And this is why when they were learning Torah, they were trying to think about how I can use my Torah to be Dvek with Hashem. And this is what made Reb Chaim Volozhin so crazy. So that's not the way to learn Torah. Because if you're thinking about Dvekus when you're learning the Tosus, you can't learn Tosus. You have to clear your mind of any other secondary thought to free all your mental capacity to try to crack the Tosus. But this is the classic Hasidic definition of realizing that every action is being driven, is being sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you submit yourself to that action, whether it's a mitzvah that Hashem commanded you to submit, or any other action that you take which couldn't exist without Hashem, and you try to find that internal chiyus of Hashem, then you have the das that Moshe had. Kol tamid chacham she'en bo das, nevela gedol li'menu. That's the core of wisdom. Okay, so That's one piece about Moshe. Second piece about Moshe Rabbeinu not entering until he's invited, he asks the following question. What do you mean Moshe waited outside, he was so polite, he didn't enter without being invited? If you look at the Empikude, he couldn't enter. So it sounds like there's a disconnect between the end of Pekudei, where Moshe is barred from entering because the thick clouds of the Shechina are too heavily saturated to allow entry, and the beginning of Vayikra, where Chazal make a whole big deal that Moshe waited outside and he waited to be invited. What do you mean he waited to be invited? He couldn't go in. It was banned. There was a no entry sign. And if it was Baruch Hu, removed the no entry sign and ushered him in. So what does it mean that Moshe was such a... So the answer is, Sosamis believes that the end of Pekudei was not a physical reality that Moshe couldn't enter. It was a moral reality. Moshe was such an honor that he couldn't see himself as entering the Mishkan. The end of Pekudei doesn't mean, if you or I would have been there, we may not have felt, not Moshe Rabbeinu, but we may not have felt barred because we would have less humility. But Moshe Rabbeinu had so much humility that he said, I can enter the Mishkan, I'm going to enter the Mishkan of Hashem. So the end of Pekudei was a signal of Moshe's anivus. And anivus is something you achieve, especially if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, by your closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closer you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bigger an anav you are. Okay, the fi Roman Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, kachaya in v'sanusa, right? It's a play on the famous Chazal. Chol v'akam shal Moshe, g'dolos v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shemat Moshe in v'sanusa. That the real route to humility is not self-denial, it's not false self-annihilation, but the real road to humility is realizing what you are and using those talents to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then putting your own experience into perspective in the sweep of the infinite immortal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're seeing yourself in real terms, but those real terms are contextualized based on the enormity of Hashem. So that means the closer you are to Hashem, the more nivus you'll have. That's a Moshe Kitpen, Vesh Moshe Anamiyot. For you and I to write, that would be sanctimonious. But for Moshe to write that, it's authentic, because he really is an anav, because he sees more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Moshe Rabbeinu in the end of Parshas Pekudei, his not entering is the biggest sign of his being such a gadol in our terms. Because you and I would have just walked right in because of Moshe's Rama, because of his level, so therefore he was invited in the beginning. So the invitation of Vayikra is a product of the non-entry of Pekudei, which is a signal of Moshe Rabbeinu's gadlus. The Anivus is a symbol of the gadlus, because it's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu invited him in. Okay, so that's the shell of the Sfas Emes. And then he says, well, wait a second, not everyone can pull off this trick. Not everyone can know enough of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and use it as a tool, not for self-aggrandizement, but to use it as a tool for self-diminution. Like, how do you do that? How do you become a Moshe Rabbeinu? So here is the irony of Hasidus that a lot of non-Hasidim don't understand. You ready? How do I become? I'm just a Pashat Yid. Okay, well, I'm more than a Pashat Yid because I know how to learn Torah. Because if I didn't know how to learn Torah, I wouldn't have this problem. I'm a Pashat Yid who learns Torah, but it's hard for me to translate my Das, and hopefully to translate my closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Anivus. So how could I turn myself into an Av? For Moshe, it came naturally because he was so high and he achieved so much knowledge of Hashem. So you know the way that I become an Anav? I submit myself to the Rebbe, who is much more skilled in turning his knowledge into being an Anav. So therefore, if I submit to the Rebbe and I incorporate my experience within his experience and cling to the Rebbe is more skilled at turning godless into anivus. Okay, this is what a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people think that Hasidus, I just received an angry letter from someone over the weekend, because I wrote in some article, I forget where and when, but like Hasidus saved Judaism, like a 3-paragraph line about Hasidus, and like I could tell this is a non-Chassid, and they wrote me some angry letter. What do you mean? It's just hero worship, they're worshiping the rabbis, and it's called a lot of negative things. I don't answer like hateful letters. So a lot of people don't understand that. What do you mean? You're sitting there and eating fish touched by the Rebbe, and you're giving money to them. I mean, in those days, you didn't just eat their fish in the Shirah. You give them money, and you follow their instructions to a T, and you glorified them in an almost demigod-like fashion. You look at them as being superior to human beings, and of course, it's genealogical, and it's not meritocracy. Not a question of how much Torah you know, but if you have the right genes, because you are a cosmological conduit, and that's to be genetic, you can't just be intellectual. But that's built into Hasidus. It's not false, it's not hocus-pocus, it may not be our style, but it's, and the Rebbe is not meant, again, human beings are human beings. Did every Rebbe that ever lived never self-aggrandize? Probably not. But the goal for Rabbanim, and success for Rabbanim, were to take their Kehila and to use that submission of the Kehila to the Rebbe and that sublimation in order to help them achieve levels of Ruchnius that the average Pashat Yid could not, And in this case, it was the level of ruchnius of aniyus. I'll just read you the language of this Sfas Emes. He says, the lo kol adam zochel lebechina anava be'emes. Not everyone can reach this authentic anivas. Rak, how do you do it? Levatel el chachamim. He was batel to the chachamim. The chachamim, asher lehem adas, they've got the skill. Hey, mesina masim ki behema. They then sublimate themselves as a behema. Takadosh Baruch Hu. Adam of Behemoth, the Shia Hashem is playing off in that pasuk. They're able to take the Adam in themselves and turn themselves into a Behemoth, and turn themselves into someone who's humble and meek and modest. Okay, so he's playing off of those words called Talmud Chacham Shein Bodas, Nevela Gedol Himenu, Moshe Rabbeinu is waiting to be called in the beginning. And again, what's fascinating is he wrote it over a 40-year period, so you can see the development of ideas. He normally took 3 or 4 midrashim and developed them every year. So you can see, oh, when he was 25, this is what he wrote. When he was 26, this is what he wrote. And you can see it becoming more sophisticated, more abstract sometimes. Sometimes it's too sophisticated. Sometimes the more you know, the harder it is to write in simple language. Sometimes the later works are harder to read than the earlier works because it's just too abstract. But in the beginning, he talked about just what das means. And das means not just knowledge or wisdom, but the ability to sense that every experience is driven by Hashem and to try to find Hashem's presence in every experience. Moshe Rabbeinu had that, and because he was so close to Hashem, he was such an anav who made a decision not to be able to see himself enter the end of Pekudei. That was a signal of his godless in Das and in other areas. Therefore, Hashem invited him in, and it creates a sequence or a continuity between Pekudei and Vayikra, which seemed to be dichotomous, but it ends up being integrated. Okay? Tomorrow there will be no little meeting. A lot going on, but my son's Mirtz Hashem calling our granddaughter, Kriya Hashem, giving a name, so I have to go to Ramat Gan for davening. So, Rosh Chodesh.